Hey there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is day 19 of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. A reminder, it's day 19 of the 33 days that we devote to preparing for total consecration. So, man, we are really getting to, you know, through this. We are about tomorrow, in fact, we're about to enter into the next phase of our preparation, which is a week devoted to looking at the life of the Blessed Mother. That's going to start tomorrow on the program. So today we'll close out the second phase. Remember, the first phase was devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. That was 12 days. Then we spent 7 days looking at ourselves. And at times it hasn't been fun. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, that trend will continue today as we really close it out with something that I think is extremely important. We'll do an examination of conscience today. Now, if you've been with me in the past, you remember the really detailed one that I do from time to time. This is not that one. It's painful enough, but it's not the excruciatingly painful. So we're just going to go for painful today. This examination of conscience is published by the Fathers of Mercy. You can find out more about it by going to their website, fathersofmercy.com. They do a nice job promoting giving you a good examination of conscience that really makes you take into consideration some of the things that you may have done, some of the things that you may have fallen in regard to walking with the Lord. And in addition, we'll focus on humbling ourselves before the Lord. That's the meditation that I'll read today. So got a lot of good stuff coming up on the program. And as always, if you have questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to address one issue that's been an annoyance to me and apparently an annoyance to you as well, and I apologize for this. The podcasting software that I'm using to record this program, somewhere near the 20-minute mark, has been going a little funky over the past couple of days. It's not your computer. The problem is on my end. I'm going to try to really, I'll do what I can to fix that. I have a couple ideas. I'm going to look at something today. So after I record this, I'll take a look at how things stand, and I'll see if I can make it, clean it up a little bit. And again, it's an annoyance. Things are dropping off. You'll hear syllables dropping off of my talking. I have this idea today, and if that doesn't work, I got something else I can try. So I just ask for you to be patient. I really want to clean this up and do the best I can to make sure that you get something listenable and not distracting. So I am aware of the problem, and I'll try to fix it as soon as I can. Okay, so we're going to do that. We're going to start with the prayer, and then we'll launch right into the I want to do the humbling ourselves before God first, before we do the examination of conscience. And here's something also to keep in mind. As we head into the weekend, this is a great opportunity for you to go to confession. St. Louis de Montfort certainly says you should do this before you make your total consecration. There's nothing stopping you from doing it this weekend and when you make your total consecration. Really, you should get used to going as frequently as possible. So if at all possible, and especially after we go through this examination of conscience, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us realize what sinners we are. When you do this, I believe in striking while the iron's hot. If you feel you need to go to confession, please do it. It's going to make a world of difference in your life. Okay, here's how we start. We'll begin with our prayer, as we do each day, invoking the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to be with us and help us as we continue walking this path that will lead to total consecration on October the 7th. Specifically today, as we close out the week devoted to looking at ourselves, to looking at our sinfulness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ready to get started? We're going to look at our meditation using the book, Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary. And this comes from Father Hugh Gillespie. So we've been using this book on and off, along with many other books, as we prepare ourselves to make total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And as always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Remember, if you want more information about the work that I do, the books that I've written, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you'd like me to invite, if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, you can see the topics I discuss, or I present. They're all on the website, as well as some videos and everything else you need to know about me, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, consider making a donation to my work. I wouldn't mention it if it wasn't necessary. Can you help me out? Can you help me continue to spread the good news on a full-time basis? I need your support in order for that to happen. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Click on Donate. You'll be all set to donate securely through PayPal. And while you're there, consider using my Amazon link for any of your Amazon purchases. You know, you get the same prices. Nothing's different for you. Just instead of entering Amazon.com on your browser, you go to followingthetruth.com first and click on Amazon. And the other option is to check out some of the great coffee from Mystic Monk Coffee. You'll see the image as well on my website. Everything you do there really helps me out. Alrighty, let's get started. I must humble myself before the Lord. I think this is a great meditation when we're going to be doing an examination of conscience. In other words, you know, when we go to confession sometimes, tell me if you do this, you start explaining why you did what you did. In other words, you have a reason for everything you did, right? All these sins, and in talking to priests, this is a common problem. We tend to want to justify or rationalize our actions. Well, you know, I said some bad things, but here's the reason I did, because I was pushed to the limit, and, you know, I didn't go to Mass one day, but I really wanted to. And the priests always tell you, just stick to the script. Just tell your sins. And don't try to tell, we almost try to tell God why we're excused for doing what we did, right? We're just giving him a reason like, oh, you know, I wouldn't have done this except for this other person. And we need to humble ourselves. We need to recognize that we are sinners. Who are we kidding? So let's humble ourselves before the Lord. Let's listen to this reading, this gospel reading from Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. Because I think it's a message. If you go into confession with a chip on your shoulder, you got a problem. And you're not going to get the true benefits that you can get. The full amount of grace that you can get is not going to be there if you're not really contrite and recognizing the fact that you are a sinner and that you really messed up. God's going to forgive you if you're contrite about it. But are you really sorrowful? Are you really, do you really recognize that, yeah, you know what? I am imperfect. Now remember, the reason we're doing all this is because we want to understand more fully why it is that we need total consecration. If you got everything under control and you think you're in charge and you're not that big of a sinner, why in the world would you go through total consecration? You wouldn't. And you'll probably quit along the way because you think you don't need it. The message here is that you do need it. And we're going to discuss why, but don't despair because total consecration is the answer. You see where I'm going with this? I want to be realistic, but I want to give you hope. Here's the reading from Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. I'm going to tell you, that is a powerful gospel reading, isn't it? That is a powerful reading because we look at these two guys, and it's easy to identify with the first man, the first person, that the Pharisee. Why? Because obviously you're listening to this show, you could easily feel superior to your friends. It's easy to happen. Look, I'm doing this. I'm listening to this radio show. I'm trying to get better. I'm doing this. It's all about me. Right? And you go down that path, and I tithe, and I'm good, and you start to think, well, boy, I used to be like this guy, but I'm not like him anymore. We need to shift our focus back on ourselves. And that's what this week has been all about. I can't control anybody else in the world. I can give them advice, but I can't control their behavior. You can only control your sinfulness. So if you're looking at a mass murderer and you're saying, I'm better than him, at least I'm going to get to heaven because I haven't committed any murders, you can't control him, but you can control yourself. You never know what's going on with the state of his soul, his mind. You know, just put it out of your mind. But work on yourself, because you can fix your problems. You can move away from the sins that you commit every day. And that's why total consecration is going to help you. Don't beat yourself up about it now. You haven't made your total consecration yet, or if you have made it, you haven't renewed it yet. That doesn't happen until October the 7th. We're going to get to the feel-good part. That's later. Right now, it's the realism part. We got to look at ourselves and say, yep, that's me. You want to be that man, that tax collector, that says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So we're going to go into the act of contrition in a minute. The examination of conscience in a minute. If I said act of contrition before, I didn't mean it. Sometimes I mess up. But when we go into the examination of conscience, we'll ask the Holy Spirit to help us to really see what's going on in our lives. And then at that point, when you go into the confessional, no excuses, just the facts. The Lord knows. He knows what's going on. Just the facts. Here's what I did. How many times, if I can remember, this is what I did. I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. Remember, this is the year of mercy. This is a special time. God is merciful. But don't go to him with an attitude. Can you imagine? Somebody comes to you who has wronged you in some way and asks for your forgiveness, and you have you go to somebody who you have wronged and you have an attitude about it. Well, you know, you really need to forgive me because you're not perfect either. I mean, that's not going to fly, so it doesn't cut it with God either. Let's look at what St. Louis de Montfort has to say in his book, The Secret of Mary. In going to Jesus through Mary, we are really paying honor to our Lord, for we are showing that because of our sins, we are unworthy to approach his infinite holiness directly on our own. We are showing that we need Mary, his holy mother, to be our advocate and mediatrix with him, who is our mediator. We are going to Jesus as mediator and brother, and at the same time humbling ourselves before him, who is our God and our judge. In short, we are practicing humility, something which always gladdens the heart of God. And his question today, why is genuine humility such an important virtue for the spiritual life? And it's really a question that we need to ask ourselves, and we have to do some sort of a self-assessment. Am I being humble? Am I being humble, or am I proud even when I pray? Am I proud even when I seek the Lord's mercy in the sacrament of confession? Can I sometimes be a little proud, a little self-righteous? And you know, this is what the Holy Spirit can help us with. The Holy Spirit can help us to see where we have gone astray a little bit, and we're going to ask his help. So without further ado, I want to go to the examination of conscience now, written by the Fathers of Mercy. And I think before I start, what I'll do is read the Ten Commandments. No commentary. I will read the Ten Commandments. And we ask the Holy Spirit now, the Holy Spirit who lives in us right now, to guide us, to open our minds so that we are receptive to his message here. So that we are receptive to his message as we read these Ten Commandments and the examination of conscience. I might do a little commentary and examination of conscience, but I'm not going to do too much. I want you to think about each of these things. So come, Holy Spirit. The Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. 2. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. 3. Remember to keep holy the Lord's day. 4. Honor thy father and thy mother. 5. Thou shalt not kill. 6. thou shalt not commit adultery. 7, thou shalt not steal. 8, thou shalt not bear false witness. 9, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Now here we have an examination of conscience. Questions to think about. As we prepare, as we wrap up this week devoted to looking at ourselves and prepare to go to confession this weekend and ask for forgiveness. Did I deny or doubt God's existence? Did I refuse to believe God's revelation? Did I believe in horoscopes, fortune telling, dreams, good luck charms, or reincarnation? Did I deny that I was a Catholic? Did I abandon the Catholic faith? Did I despair of or presume on God's mercy? In other words, did I think it was possible? Do I say it's possible for me not to get to heaven, that God can't forgive me? You know, you got to be careful about that, because that can be the sin of despair. Or do I presume? Do I think, yeah, I'm getting to heaven. I got nothing to worry about. I'm not like those other people. I got it made. I do some bad things sometimes, but I'm not really that bad. I'm going to make it to heaven. Got to be careful. It can be a sin. Despair, presumption. Did I neglect prayer for a long time? Did I fail to pray daily? And you know what I always tell you? You have to pray daily. It doesn't have to be for an extended period, but if you're not praying daily, something is wrong. You owe God that. Did I blaspheme God or take God's name in vain, curse, or break an oath or vow? Did I miss Mass on a Sunday or on a holy day of obligation through my own fault? Am I always reverent in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament? Was I inattentive at Mass? Did I arrive at Mass late? Did I leave Mass early? Did I do unnecessary servil work on Sunday? Did I disobey or disrespect my parents or legitimate superiors? Did I neglect my duties to my husband, my wife, my children, or my parents? Did I fail to actively take an interest in the religious education and formation of my children? Have I failed to educate myself concerning the teachings of the church? Did I give a full day's work in return for a full day's pay? Did I give scandal by what I said or did, especially to the young? Was I the cause of anyone abandoning the Catholic faith? Did I give a fair wage to my employees? Was I impatient, angry, envious, unkind, proud, jealous, revengeful, hateful toward others, or lazy? I need to read that one again because there's a lot of things in there. Was I impatient? Was I angry? Was I envious? Was I unkind? And of course, envy is desiring the goods of someone else. I want what they have. I want their money. I want their success. I want their life. Okay, that's envy. Was I unkind? Was I proud? Was I jealous? Now, sometimes jealousy and envy are confused. Jealousy is not wanting somebody to have what you have. He will never get this. This is my job. This is my money. I'm not parting with this. There's a difference. Envy, jealousy, both wrong. Revengeful. Was I hateful or was I lazy? Did I give bad example, abuse drugs, drink alcohol to excess? Note, to excess. Did you get drunk? It's okay to drink alcohol. That's not a sin. Did I fight or did I quarrel? Did I physically injure or kill anyone? Have I advised anyone or have I had an abortion? Have I had or advised anyone to have an abortion? Did I participate in or approve of the grave evil known as mercy killing or euthanasia? Did I attempt suicide? Did I willfully entertain impure thoughts and desires willfully. Not that they popped into your head, but did I entertain them? Did I go along with them? Did I willfully entertain impure thoughts and desires? Did I dress immodestly? Did I use impure or suggestive words? Did I tell impure stories, or did I listen to them? Did I deliberately look at impure TV, internet plays, pictures, or movies? Did I deliberately read impure material? Did I perform impure acts by myself or with another? Did I marry or advise another to marry outside of the church? And I want to add to that, without getting the proper dispensation. There are times when that's permissible, but did I do it outside of the church without the church's permission? Did I abuse my marriage rights? Was I unfaithful to my marriage vows? Have I kept company with someone else's spouse? Did I practice artificial birth control, or was I or my spouse permanently sterilized, either through tubal ligation or vasectomy? Did I steal, did I cheat, or did I help or encourage others to steal or keep stolen goods? Have I made restitution for stolen goods? Did I fulfill my contracts, give or accept bribes, pay my bills, rashly gamble or speculate, or deprive my family of the necessities of life? Did I tell lies? Did I tell them deliberately in order to deceive or injure others? Did I commit perjury? Did I vote in accordance with a properly informed conscience, in a way consistent with the teachings of the church in regard to the sanctity of human life and human life issues? In other words, did I vote as a Catholic? Did I vote for life? I'm not talking party preference here. We're talking, did you vote as a Catholic? Was I uncharitable in word or deed? Did I gossip or reveal the faults and sins of another? Did I fail to keep secrets that I should have kept? Did I eat meat on the Fridays during Lent or on Ash Wednesday? Did I fast as required on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday? Did I fail to receive Holy Communion during the Easter season? Did I fail to confess my sins at least once a year? And please keep in mind, that is the bare minimum. It's generally recommended you go much more frequently than that. I like to say each month is good. I mean, seriously, our late Holy Father, St. John Paul II, was known to have gone every week to confession. Some have said even every day. I mean, it's a serious obligation. Bare minimum once a year. You want to do more. But if you're not even doing that, that becomes a sin. You got to be careful. Did I go to Holy Communion in the state of mortal sin? Did I go to Holy Communion without fasting for 1 hour or more from food and drink? And of course, water and medicine are permitted. That's a fact that is so unknown anymore. So many people don't realize that we're required to fast for an hour before receiving Holy Communion. But keep in mind, you go to church, generally speaking, during a Sunday Mass, you won't be receiving Holy Communion until about 45 minutes into the Mass. So it's really hard. You really have to work to not fast. But you have to know that it's there, that obligation is still there. Did I make a bad confession? Did I withhold some sins? Did I deliberately not tell all the sins I committed during one of my confessions? And finally, did I fail to contribute to the support of the church? All right, these are all things to think about. Give them some thought. And I am not judging you. I am reading the script. That's all I'm doing. Because, look, my job is to challenge you. I'm not going to be here to tell you how great you are, because that's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is, and believe me, this list is brutal when I read it, because I know how many times I have fallen. You need to try to get to confession this weekend if you can. This is one of those things that can easily be put off. We do this all the time. I'll do it later. But you never know. You never know if you'll have the opportunity to do it later. Do it now while you're thinking of it. So essentially, We have about 5 minutes left in the show. This concludes the second phase of this total consecration preparation. Congratulations. You are doing awesome. You're getting through this. You've made it through the week devoted to ridding yourselves of the spirit of the world. Did you do that perfectly? No, none of us have done that perfectly. But we try to do our best. St. Louis said, you do 12 days. That's what we do here. We do 12 days devoted to trying to recognize that the world has an influence over us. And then we try to do what we can to minimize that influence as much as possible, or at least recognize it. That's the first 12 days. The 7 days that we are wrapping up today were devoted to looking at our sinfulness, to recognizing the fact that we're not as good as we sometimes think we are. And we ask the Holy Spirit, we've done that every day, but especially today, when we did that examination of conscience, we asked the Holy Spirit, or I asked on your behalf to the Holy Spirit, to help us, to open our minds to see where we did wrong. This is a great blessing. A lot of times, we don't like to feel bad about ourselves. We don't like that idea of not feeling good about ourselves. But you need to know. If you have an illness, you got to know that so you can go to the doctor. I mean, can you imagine if you were unable to feel pain? You could have a fatal disease ravaging your body and not even know about it. So the fact that we can feel pain enables us to know that there's a problem. And it's the same thing with our spiritual life. You go through this examination of conscience and you recognize your shortcomings. That is a great blessing because now is the time to work on it. Once you die, your time's up. You got to remember that. Once you die, your time for earning what the church calls merit is done. No more merit after you die. You do that in this life. Sure, you could go to purgatory and you're going to be purified, but guess what? You're going to have nothing to do with that. That's not going to be fun. I promise you, that's not going to be fun. So we try to do what we can here in this life to avoid any pain in the next life because we want to get with the Lord as soon as possible. All right, let's end with our prayer. Jesus, living in Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon, by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to enter into the next phase. We will begin 7 days devoted to looking at the life of the Blessed Mother. After that, the following Friday, 7 days devoted to looking at the life of Jesus. And then you're done. I'm going to send you on your way. October the 7th, we make our total consecration. And then I'll be back after that to follow up with a few shows, one or two shows, addressing the question that always comes up. Okay, I made my consecration. What do I do now? Do I have to do something? So we're going to talk about what happens after consecration. More specifically, how do you live your total consecration? All right, any questions? Gary@followingthetruth.com. Hopefully, we're not going to have any audio issues anymore, but I appreciate you letting me know. I'll see what I can do about that. Also, remember, I do need your donations. You know, I don't like to talk about it too much, but I need you. Otherwise, there would be no Following the Truth Ministries. There would be no Gary Zimek doing full-time evangelization. So you've been a huge help to me, and I ask you to continue to support my work if you like it and you want to see other people benefit from it by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on Donate and making a secure donation. If you want to become a monthly sponsor, that would be super awesome. I need more monthly sponsors. That would greatly help me. Or if you'd rather make a one-time donation, you can do that as well. PayPal, totally secure, online. In addition, remember the Amazon and Mystic Monk links on my website. You can help me out in that way also and let your family and friends know. And it costs nothing extra. You know what I mean? So, especially with Amazon, no extra cost. You get the same prices. Mystic Monk Coffee, you get the same prices as if you went to their website directly. So using my website helps me out. You know I think you're awesome, and you know that you are just a special part of what we do here every day on Blog Talk Radio. And God willing, I hope to see you back here tomorrow as we enter into the next phase of our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Have a wonderful night, and God bless you.